This is a pictorial report on my trip to Israel just 2 months ago. Now, some of you have, well, at least to those who have seen this, have asked me whether they should go to Israel, and if I should go again, they would like to follow me. Now, let me say this, that I have been, this is my second time to Israel, and both of times I have been disappointed. And if you want me to go on the third time, you have got to sponsor me. Then I'll go with you. Alright. Now, why was I disappointed? The first time when I went with a group of charismatics. And my wife and I were the only one who were not charismatic. Now, why did we land ourselves in such a situation? Because at the very beginning, the tour was open to all pastors. No pastors responded, and they opened up to everybody. And soon, one group of charismatics came in, and then, well, they were in the group, and we were the only two left. And, well, in a way, we did not enjoy, we were disappointed in our trip, because there were more emotions than learning. All the way, when we came to places which where the Lord stopped, where the Lord had struggles with the Lord God, the Father, and so on, they would cry and they would pray, and that's a lot of waste of time. And, but of course, I took their advantage to speak to their guide, and then I learned quite a bit. But that was my first disappointment. My second disappointment was more tourism. They were more interested in seeing places and not opening up the scriptures. So both times I was disappointed. And I look forward to those of you who want to go with me for a third time, because you are going to sponsor me. Alright. Now, should we go there on a pilgrimage? My answer is no. If you think, as the others speak, that before you die, you should go on a pilgrimage to Israel, to the Holy Land, don't. You will find a lot of fakes there. You will find a lot of fictitious legends there. You will be led along false truths. But if you want to go there just because you want to see how the Lord lived, you want to see the culture of the land at that time, then do. Don't go there just because you think that that's the place where you must worship God. That's the place where you can get blessing from God, because that's not the purpose you should go there for. So my advice is, don't go there. Even before you die, you have no need to go there. Now, why? The Lord Jesus Christ himself, in his encounter with the woman in Samaria, said this. He replied to what the woman said. Our fathers worship on this mountain, yet you Jews say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem. And Jesus replied, believe me, woman, an hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. But an hour is coming, and is now here, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. Yes, the Father wants such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So don't just go to the Holy Land thinking that if you worship God in the land, you'll be greatly blessed. This is not so. Where you are, you can worship God. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ has brought into his generation and our generation today in the church, that we can worship God in spirit and in truth. Alright, who were there that went with us? Now, I have got to show you very quickly now the slides, because I would have very little time, and with so many slides, you will not be able to finish it. So, we were from the Penang Assemblies this time, from BRGH, ITDC, SNGH, SAGH, BMGC, all were represented there. And we met those in assembly members too in Sungai Subang, in Klang Petra, Sarawak, and two or three friends, unbelievers. All right, the first day we departed from Penang, we went in two groups. The first group were myself, my wife, and my cousin in Lay, and his wife Lily, and a friend. And then we met up with another group of people who came later on, and we met up in KLIA. Now, in the second group from Penang, three people are missing. The photographer, of course, Mr. David Fu, not there, and Mr. and Mrs. Yong. I do not know why they were not there. You ask the photographer. All right. And then we met up with the KLIA people, and there were about 37 of us who went there to Israel. Right. So we started very early in the morning, just past midnight, and we went to transit to Abu Dhabi. Nice place, nice airport, beautiful. And we would go from Abu Dhabi over to Cairo. That will be our first stop to Cairo. We cannot enter Israel. You must enter Israel by Cairo, by Egypt, or by Jordan, or by some other way. But you cannot enter Israel direct, because Israel and our country have no communication, no relationship whatsoever. More about that later on. And as we go on our way to Cairo, you will find that there's a lot of, when we arrive at Cairo, there's a lot of desert sand and houses which are rather flat. The roofs are flat. More about that later on. And soon arrived at Cairo, we were ready to go through the immigration, and that will be Cairo Airport. Now, this is the only photograph that we could take of going through the immigration. All other places, security was very, very tight. So, no photographs taken. All right, so we were ready to go on a 50-seater bus for our tour in Cairo. Now, the first day in Cairo actually was a bonus day. It was not in the original tour. It was put in because many of us felt that after the long trip from Penang to Abu Dhabi to Cairo, we would be very tired the next day. So the next day would be more or less free and easy. So the first, we met our guides. Now, concerning guides, that me just say this. If you are going on a tour, make sure you have got Messianic guides, Messianic Jews. Jews who believe in the Messiah, Jews who believe in the Bible. The guides that we have are Coptic Jews. Coptic Jews were from the Roman Catholics or the Greek Orthodox Church. And because of that, they would know a lot about their church traditions and legends, and they will take you to places where they worship. And that will mean church after church after church after church. Alright? Now, these were Coptic Jews. This man there was an archaeologist, and he was good. Our two guides in Egypt were good. After that, well, we had our disappointment. And now here, we started on our way in Cairo, we would see a lot of flat roofs and incomplete buildings. And I was asking the guy why. All the houses there, or most of them, would be like this, incomplete. Why? So that later on, another member of the family would get married, then they will build another floor. And another one, another floor. And then it will cover up and so on. So no house will be completely painted. And no limit to the roof. There will be extension and so on. So that's why all the houses in Cairo are more or less like that. Our first meal, no different from our Malaysian meal. Alright, so as I said, the first day would be the second day. First day would be just 2 hours only in the air. And that will be the second day. That's how the tourist people cheat us. Alright, so we would arrive at a place beginning with another church, the Holy Crypt Church. And this would be the place where it's claimed that Joseph and Mary fled with Jesus from Bethlehem to Egypt. And they were there for about 3 months. And it was in this place here. Anywhere where there would be an event, they would build a church. And here would be a church. And the church on the outside, the entrance would seem unimpressive. But you go inside, you see beautiful decorations, icons, and so on. And here's another one, Mary's Church, St. Virgin Mary's Church. This church building was famous for its pulpit. How nice if I could go up on this pulpit like this, instead of this wooden pulpit. All right. The next day, as I said, that first day was just a relaxing day. And next day, we'd start our tour. We would go to, of course, we're in Cairo, and we would see the pyramids. And that would be a great excitement for my wife and myself, because that's the first time we ever saw pyramids. All right, and as well, we met the Bedouins. And, you know, the Bedouins, they were very, very persuasive. And true enough, just like in the Garden of Eden, Eve was persuaded to eat of the fruit. So the Bedouins persuaded my wife to be a Bedouin also. She converted. And she became a Bedouin. But as in the Garden of Eden, you find that Eve gave the fruit to Adam, and so no wonder that the husband also followed and became a Bedouin. All right. So after that, the next feature would be the Sphinx, a lioness with a human face. And in that Giza complex, there would be a lot of pyramids and sphinx. And at night, there will be shows where people will be seated. And then, of course, we did not see all that. We were not there at night. And it's a big area. It's a complex. And if you cannot walk around the complex, you can always hire horse carriages. All right, day four already, very fast. Soon, this would be our real tour. We would start following Israel on their exodus from Egypt to the Holy Land, to Canaan. And this would be the start. And this would be what would happen. We would be in Cairo, and then we would cross over to the Sinai Peninsula. Then we would go down all here, up to here. And then we wouldn't go this way, because this is for the disobedient people. We were obedient people. So we did not wander there. We had no time to wander in the wilderness of 40 years. So we had, after that, we will go up to Jerusalem and then cross over to Israel. More about that later on as we go on. All right. As we started on our journey, all the way, you see desert, mountains, all sand, very, very barren. Very, very barren. It's a wonder how the people could live there. Alright? So we were on our way to Mara. And Mara, there would be the well. Again, it's claimed that this was the well where water was given for the Israelites to drink. Now, as I said, a lot of things, true or not, I'm not sure. Alright? Now, this is claimed to be the well at Mara. And, of course, none other than our brother, Yan Jing, would like to drink from it. You cannot drink. It's dirty and blackish. All right? But there he was. Then after that, we proceeded to Elim, where there would be a lot of palm trees. All right, that would be Mara and Elim. And after that, went for lunch. And that's over for the first part of the day. Then the next one would be to go to the Sinai Peninsula and would go to Sinai. So on the way to Sinai, beautiful. This would be the mountain where Moses would have received his the Ten Commandments from the Lord. Again, Not sure whether this is the real mountain. Because other Bible scholars have claimed that this was not the mountain. There's another mountain in the center of the Sinai Peninsula. So there are various claims. But this is the traditional claim of Sinai. No wonder the attraction there is the sunrise. You go up there just to see the sunrise, early in the morning, 6 a.m. We were asked whether we should go or not. We said, no, we are not going. Because the sunrise there is less beautiful than the sunrise at Gurney Drive. But if you want to travel along that big area of sand, you can travel on camels. And so camels are provided. But these two ladies, definitely they were not going up Mount Sinai. They just were on shore only for photographs. All right. Then at the foot of Mount Sinai would be St. Catherine's Monastery. This would be the oldest monastery ever, and it's in the UNESCO Heritage Group. And this Catherine's Monastery boasts of two very important things, as we shall see. But as we go to the monastery, then we pass again all the desert sand, the mountains, and this is what you see on the way. If you want to go to Israel, just all this desert and wilderness, and you begin to wonder how the children of Israel managed to walk all the way there in the wilderness for 40 years. How they survive in this kind of land. All right, soon you come to St. Catherine, and it's very well developed, beautiful place, a very beautiful place at the foot of Mount Sinai. And again, to go inside the monastery, there's a small little entrance. And it doesn't look impressive, but it's just like that in many places in Israel. All right, the first thing you see would be a well, an old-fashioned well. This would be known as the Moses Well, the Well of Moses. This would be the place where Moses would have kept his sheep while doing his work there. And then, while he was taking care of the sheep, then suddenly he heard a call from the Lord. And he saw a burning bush. A bush that was burning and yet not consumed. Now, inside, just a short distance away, there would be a burning bush. Supposedly to be original burning bush. Now, the roots would be in the monastery. They removed the tree and they put it outside for all to see. And why is this tree so special? This bush so special? Because it is claimed that when in winter time all other trees wither and the leaves fall down, it's still as good as ever. And it never withers. All these years, and it would be the original bush that was burning when Moses saw. Well, up to you again. No wonder. We were not there, all right, at the burning bush. But we were there at the bush that claimed to be the burning bush.
All right.
Soon after this, we would go up
north on the way to Israel,
and we would come to the Red Sea. Here we would booking into a hotel. Our hotels are quite good, quite comfortable, 4-star hotels. And as you can see, we could have a beautiful sight of the beach, and that is Mrs. Mandi and my wife. And
overlooking the scene from our hotel room, we saw a beautiful place like this, but better still, we could see three countries
at one time. We would be at a place here. We were about to go to Israel. Alright? We would be here. We would enter Israel. And while here, we could see Egypt. We could see Israel. And we could see Jordan. And you could see there on the border, right there,
a Solomon Island.
And on that island, you would see the flags of Palestine and of Israel. Of Israel and of Palestine. And
This would be the border area. Soon we will cross this over to Israel. So we are now coming out of Egypt and going into Israel. Now, this would be where we are now. All right? We will cross Israel. Now, I cannot show you photos of the border crossings and so on. Every border crossing very, very tight. Security was very tight. No one would be allowed to take a photograph from the bus. If the soldiers there saw anyone taking photograph, that camera would be confiscated. Because they were very, very, very tight there. So when you go in from, when you cross from one country to another country, security is always very tight. All right, so to go to Israel. How do we go to Israel? Well, for us in Malaysia, we would not be allowed to use a passport because we must give no trace whatsoever to our government that we have been to Israel with a stamp on our passport. So to go in, they would give us a border pass, a temporary border pass.